So does it matter the route to the state is the hate? So long as we get to that realization, and then all together to our destination of freedom. All together being the phrase we need to contemplate. Do all roots unite us? Do any divide us across false divisions, whether of nation, faith, or indigenous, non-indigenous? And could it be that what Kropotkin calls intellectual mastery in some circumstances might be the eyes that do not see and the ears that do not hear of Paul, quoting him, a dulling of the senses to truth in seeking the wisdom, quote-unquote, of men, knowledge of man's creations rather than the knowledge of the infinite? I suspect if we were to discuss it with him, once we'd found our common lexicon, Kropotkin would not disagree with this, or accuse Paul of intellectual servility, or see a contradiction between discovering and understanding the laws that govern the earth and the same process of discovery with the infinite, any more than Nikola did. I think the true issue is that adjective C.L.R. James places before obedience in reference to the global class system, passive, when he says that passive obedience is precisely the basis of bourgeois society. Because the obedience due love requires full body engagement, requires hearkening, listening, reflecting, internalizing, requires thinking it through, requires time, requires full ownership of one's own body, spirit, and mind, so one can understand consciously what one is agreeing to, decide if and what obedience is due, and how to give it if you do. I.e., it's extremely active.